from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeremy White and Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
What is your order to establish how good the wings are? I'm going to order 10 before I order any more, and the way to find out if they're good is to order 10
medium.
Oh, the answer's hot.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
There's more skill involved in creating the sauce with the medium because you're combining more of the butter with the hot sauce. Used hot. I mean, they're going to throw hot sauce in there.
Jeremy White.
I think the words that were just put together.
What?
There's more skill involved in a medium?
Yes.
A medium is the 40-yard dash, and the hot is the shuttle or the three cone.
Not WGR.
Real ones know.
Sports Radio 550.
Morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. 1 week away. 1 week away from Buffalo Bills training camp. Sal Capaccio is in with me today. Jeremy off. Should be back a week from today for training camp. Sal, we need things to happen on the field. You know? The takes are getting stale. We're going round and round on some of this stuff. We just need the field, right? We need things to happen. We need it bad.
Yeah, the discussion on Josh Allen that's happened this week, right?
Oh.
It's kind of been the apex of it all. I mean, now we know, like, okay,
I'm
that's it. There's a tilting point. There's a tipping point. And I think maybe this week we finally got to it. All right, that's when you know. Can we just play, please? Can we
yes.
just go back to watching football practice?
Yes. Yeah. No, the Allen discourse this week, you're right. That has been my line in the sand of, okay,
yes.
this is where I'm beginning to go crazy. I'm starting to go crazy. Then now we're going down this path. You know what I did last night? Just because, like, when's the last time you, maybe you do this more often than I do, the last time you just put on a football game or put on football highlights, just watched plays, actually. Like, when's the last time you think you did that?
I don't know. I go down the YouTube rabbit hole sometimes, so maybe, but generally,
good.
It's a lot of times it's like specific games
mm-hmm.
that I'm looking for or plays.
Yep.
So that happens once in a while, but yeah, probably not very often.
All right. I'm on YouTube yesterday, and there's a couple of recommendations, and one of them is the Bills Patriots perfect game highlights. Like,
yes,
there they are,
sitting there.
Which
you love to watch.
Which I love to watch. I haven't done that in a long time. I've watched them a million times, but
yep.
I haven't done it in a while. And I'm thinking, I don't even know. We've been in here, and yesterday I'm yelling about whatever they're saying on ESPN about Allen and turnovers. It's just driving me crazy. And You know, we're debating Coleman and over the offseason and all the wide receiver talk, of course. Here we go. Brandon Ayuk, for like the ninth time, I feel like this offseason, requested a trade.
Yep.
But I guess this is officially requested a trade, which is different. We'll get to that. So I'm thinking, like, I don't even know the last time I watched a football play. Like, on Twitter, I'm sure I've seen them. But let me just, you know what? Fine. 8 minutes. I'm just going to sit for 8 minutes and watch football. And there, boom, Bills Patriots. It's beautiful. Every play, every play, and it's unbelievable. Every throw, every drive is a touchdown. It's gorgeous, those highlights. I love that game. It's the greatest Bills game of my lifetime, I think. So, cool. I just needed to see football. And I can't wait. I can't wait for this training camp, I think, more than any training camp in memory for me that isn't, you know, here comes a new quarterback. Because those ones are always going to be ramped up. Allen's first camp would have been, you know, all right, let's go. New quarterback, we get to see what he's like. But this, is it just, do we do this every year, do you think, Sal? Or do you think this offseason has been maybe more exhausting than others because of the Diggs trade and a couple of other things that have come along the way?
I think this year's been a little bit more of that. You know what this year has been? This offseason has been, to me, there's one word that kind of keeps coming up into my mind. And people ask me, like, about this offseason, about the changes, about what to expect from the Bills this season. And the word is wondering. Like, I just think there's such an unknown, maybe that's a better word, unknown, about this team. I really think, Joe, for the last several years, we've kind of known about the team. Sure, there's questions and there's been changes here or there. Mm-hmm. And we'll wonder, like, how will this unit perform? What will happen with this guy? There's a contract here or there. This has truly been, since the Bills have made this ascension, really going back to 2020, let's say, since the Bills have made this ascension, this offseason truly has been the most massive of changes that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been such a wide range of opinions on what they're going to be, what they did, what it means, that I'm really wondering, like, who they are, what they are. I have my opinion that, hey, they should be fine with Josh Allen. What does fine mean? I don't really know what that means.
Right.
Look at their schedule. It's tough, right? So
yep.
That's it. Wondering. This has been the most kind of wondering / unknown offseason, which adds to what you're saying, which is the intrigue of maybe we need more of this now. We got to get there more, because in years past, Joe, we've said, we know who they are. We know what they're going to. It's just, let's just get on the field, stay healthy, and they're going to be right there at the end. We don't know that this year.
Right, that's the good point. It is just staying healthy going to be good enough? It is. I think that's fair. I think it's the first season in a few years where you enter the year not quite knowing if they're great or not. I don't think anyone would say they wouldn't be good. That's kind of what you're saying, right? Like, they'll be, as long as Allen's their quarterback, they'll at least be fine. Like, I think they'll at least be a good team. You know, they'll win. They'll win 9 games. You know, I think it's very hard, even with a tough schedule. When that's your quarterback, I think it's hard to not find your way to at least 9 wins. I mean, that quarterback's just going to, he's going to will you to win in certain games that maybe you shouldn't even win. You know, that there some, so that might not even be tested all the way, you know, close games and whatnot. Allen, you know, there's so much content and data that's been thrown around in the last couple of months, since the last time there's been a football game played. And one of the things I remember seeing like a week ago, maybe it was from Ben Baldwin, was kind of charting like how good quarterbacks are in pressure situations when the game is within one score and you're in the final minutes. You know, like it's very, like, everyone knows you're passing because of the game situation. And Allen is like number one in the league, and it's not even close. Like, pressure situations, the guy shows up. Not every time. I know there are going to be a once-in-a-while example of that not happening, but that's going to be everybody. So, you know, I wonder if they're going to be playing more close games this year, what that will look like. Maybe we'll get more moments because of that. There are so many games that have come and gone in recent years where the Bills just blow out the other team, where, you know, you're not going to get these legendary closing moments at the end because you're up by 25. You know, like you're not going to get those. So it's a wonder too of how good they are, and also how it's going to feel different. How will it feel if they're playing more close games? If it does feel like it's a little bit tougher, if it does feel like Allen has to put the team on his shoulders a little bit more. I think there's a lot of feel questions about this team this year because of the departures. So, you know, it's a unique season, and I'm glad we're getting it. I'm not sure I'm glad that everyone's gone that's gone, right? Like, Diggs will be wondering about the same way until the season gets rolling and we get to see what the receivers look like. But, yeah, for training camp, for preseason especially, like, to me, this season is new. It's 2019, right? That's the last time we were really wondering this much is 2019, Allen's second year.
Yeah, I think so. But wondering about Allen, like that's the way you're asking it, right? About him himself, like what if he can
kinda
carry this load? I'm not worried. I'm not wondering about Allen in that regard. To me, it's almost more roster construction than it is that. I have confidence, actually, that like Josh Allen, however this season goes, you know what it is, I guess, Joe, I'm thinking about this conversation this week about Allen and what we just opened up with. Maybe I'm naive. No doubt. I could be completely just not even thinking about it. Maybe I'm thinking about it the wrong way. If this season goes south for the Buffalo Bills, I'm not thinking it's because of Josh Allen in any way. I think it's because of roster construction. I think it's because of what they had to do around Josh Allen. Like, I'm so confident in Josh Allen, and of course he's going to make mistakes. He's going to throw some interceptions. We know that's even, you know, going back to the conversation this week, you know, we've all been on shows where they say, well, he, you know, throws too many interceptions. Great. Okay, whatever. We know that some of the numbers are there. We know that sometimes he can play hero ball. I get all that. He's still great. I think he's proven himself enough for long enough in this league to be considered one of the top three, four at worst, I guess, quarterbacks in the NFL, that if things go south this year, I don't see myself right now thinking it's because of Josh Allen. I think it's because they just didn't have enough around him, and we're going to sit here going, okay, you went through your transition year, now go help your franchise quarterback a little more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think if they went south, it would be because of Allen. I agree with you that it would be more about, you know, I'm receivers, the one position I'm very worried about defensively. I do wonder about if they're going to have enough at the edge position. I mean, those are two, you could make the argument that behind quarterback, those are the two most important positions on a football team. I know many would say left tackle is going to be up there as well, but edge rusher and receiver are right near the top, and I don't really know what they're going to look like at either position, at least how deep they're going to be. I know what I'm getting from Curtis Samuel. I know what I'm getting from Greg Rousseau. There's certain individuals where you know, but the totality of those positions is, I think, very much up in the air. And I wonder if those would be the spots. I also think, you know, now that you're talking about this, or the way you just framed that, it made me think of Joe Brady and, you know, roster construction. I think Brady, if the season looked similar to last year, which is, okay, they're still, you know, look at it from what happened with Ken Dorsey. They were still winning some games. I mean, they did get to 500, I guess, so I guess it wasn't meeting the bar. But Ken Dorsey had an offense that looked constipated. You know, there were numbers that said, hey, this offense is still really good, but what's the Bills' standard for offense when that's your quarterback? I mean, your standard should be, I'm got to be top five, if not even top three, because this dude is either the second or third best quarterback in the league. That ESPN survey came out this week with the executives and the coaches and the scouts, and Allen came in at number three, but he was the only one that received a first-place vote not named Patrick Mahomes. So, like, he's up there. You can't be ninth, you know, 10th, 11th. Like, by league standards, that's not a bad offense. But by Josh Allen standards, like, you should be better than that. But if they are, what I wonder how, again, I'm kind of wondering about how we'll feel about the season. Because last year, their offense looked the way it did, and where did all the pitchforks get turned? They all went towards Ken Dorsey. It all went towards the play caller. He was in his second year. They still had Diggs. Diggs at that point was putting up giant numbers. It was probably on pace for like 1,700 yards or something dumb because he had put up so many big 100-yard games early on. Like, they had Gabe Davis. They had, you know, we kind of knew what they had player-wise. And then he gets fired. So now we enter this year, and it's a first full year of Joe Brady. But I wonder, Sal, like, if it's rocky at all, where will the pitchforks get turned? Maybe there won't be any turned. Maybe it'll just be, okay, like, we understand Joe Brady's situation. We understand Brandon Bean's situation. It's no one's happy that the offense is constipated or it looks rocky. But everyone kind of knows, well, that's the phase you're in because you have a rookie receiver in Keon Coleman and you don't have that number one guy anymore. You had to get rid of Diggs. And, you know, there might be reasons why the offense isn't producing that are going to be easier to digest for people than last year.
Yeah, I think that there are so many different people and ways that we could be fighting about this team right. If things don't go well because of all the changes, right? You're going to have, this could be a real big season. Remember what I said, wondering, right? Like, there's going to be a lot of different opinions on why things, it always happens, why things went wrong, why things went right. But I think in this particular year, Joe, because you have, of course, the McDermott discussion, which is always out there, especially with a lot of fans who are dug in, right, on the side of they need someone different. You have the Bean discussion, which is, hey, there's some guys that haven't, you know, elevated to what they thought and being drafted, and he's been in charge for a while, and roster construction, and just the nature that goes along with that position. Then you have all the different wide receivers that are on this team. No more Stephon Diggs, and that goes to, you know, Brandon Bean trading him. No more, you know, Gabe Davis, and you bring in guys who you're kind of throwing darts at. And then you have Joe Brady as well, taking over as offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you have Josh Allen, who's the quarterback. I think you could kind of point at a lot of different people and things if things don't go great for this offense.
Mm-hmm.
What if things do? If things go really well, if they come out the first four games and we're like, holy cow, like, mm-hmm, they haven't missed a beat. They're really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's also what I'm wondering. Like,
yeah,
what is the reason for that? Is it simply because, hey, you have Josh Allen, it was always going to be like this?
Yep.
Or is it, wow, like, they have players that we didn't realize because they had Stephon Diggs taking so many targets, and oh my God, look at the elevation of Dalton Kincaid and Khalil Shakir and James Cook. That could also happen. And that's all the part of the wondering for me.
There will be... There's a couple individuals that come right to mind, though, for that, right? Like, if they come out and they are... You tell me if you think I'm wrong. I think their ceiling as an offense, even with this receiving core that I'm still skeptical about, but I'm not, like, mm-hmm, I'm not closed off that they could be a good core, but I'm definitely skeptical. I think I'd still tell you their ceiling as an offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Number one in the league.
Wow.
No?
Really?
I think
their ceiling as an offense, number one.
Maybe I'm giving
sure anything is possible. Yeah, I would say sure. Of course, theoretically, because you have Josh Allen, that could happen.
That's the reason. Yeah, but that's the reason.
But if every team played to their ceiling, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. Well, okay. That right. That's a good way of saying it, because. Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Other teams, sure. You'd have to have other teams not play up to their potential.
That's right. I agree with that. So, right, I could see them finishing number one at the end of the year. But, yeah, it would probably have to come in concert with, hey, Xavier Worthy was horrible and Marquise Brown is shot and the Chiefs were still looking for a receiver and the Niners had to trade Ayuk, so they weren't the same. Yeah, I agree with that. So, but anyways, who would get credit if it went really well? Because I could see it still going really, really well. And Allen, of course, I mean, MVP would totally be set up for him. Totally. This would be the year. He hasn't won it yet. I think voters like that, right? I think Lamar Jackson winning it again, it's harder for him to win it this year than it is for Josh Allen. Because I do think, If it's similar at all, if the numbers are close, if the record is close, the team success is close, I mean, I do think voters also want a good story if it's at all close. And Lamar winning it for a third time, you know, like, I don't know, it'd be kind of feel like, what are we doing here? Like, he's going to win it every year now. And Allen winning it for the first time would kind of be like his coronation a little bit, like his finally some hardware for one of the great quarterbacks of this generation. So, and of course, more than that is Diggs being gone. If Diggs is what happened with Mahomes, Tyreek Hill leaves and Mahomes, it's like his profile goes even higher if it was possible because, oh, he just did it without that guy. So Allen doing it without Diggs, like MVP level of credit would be on the table for him. I think Brady would probably get a lot of credit if they're able to have a top level offense with all the changes, you know, like, whatever his scheme even looks like, he will get credit no matter what, if it's that good. And then I do think Bean would get a lot, you know? Like, I'll assume for this, if they're going to have a top-level offense, somebody or somebody's in that receiving room and of Dalton Kincaid, the tight end room, I think will have had to have burst out. And yes. No matter who that is, because really, I mean, he's the GM. He's got his hands on all of it, right? If it's Kincaid that does it, if Coleman is great. I mean, if Coleman, actually, that's how Bean would get even more credit, right, Sal, is if Coleman is the reason why. Imagine this. I know I'm really going down the road here in the hypothetical, but I'm just going to imagine the best case scenario for the Bills and for Bean. If Coleman looks great, and Kansas City on the other side, Worthy looks like questionable and isn't performing the way they would have liked. Who's going to get the credit? I mean, everyone's going to be talking about how Brandon Bean traded down and got Keon Coleman, who, oh, look how good, the rookie of the year candidate. If that happens, then Bean, I think, is going to be someone who gets a ton of the credit for their offense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Coleman being great might be independent and no one will care. But he's going to be tied to Xavier Worthy, though, right? No matter what.
Yep, no matter what.
Because if he's great and putting up numbers and Xavier Worthy is, you're still going to have that discussion. But I think that the proper place for me I would land is, well, you still got a guy that fits you. I think it doesn't matter. We don't know if Xavier Worthy would have been that in Buffalo or Keon Coleman would have been that in Kansas City. I really kind of, as long as Keon Coleman's really good in Buffalo, it doesn't really matter what Xavier Worthy does in Kansas City to me, right? When you agree
sure.
with that?
Yep.
Because that just means you got the guy you wanted. He fit in your offense, and he's great. If Coleman is okay to not good and Xavier Worthy's really good, then we have a different discussion on our hands. But that's right. If Coleman is really good, he fits in this offense, it doesn't really matter what Xavier Worthy does. It shouldn't matter to anybody. You got the guy because you don't know how good the other guy would have been if you had replaced them there. Bean would deserve a lot of credit, of course. I think he'd be up for executive of the year for all these changes. That's what you have to have. You're right, Joe. Like, the MVP is a lot like coach of the year in that regard. Coach of the year often goes to who did the most with the least. Not always, but you think about they overcame a lot of circumstance and they had to do it with a lesser roster, lesser talented roster. MVP, Josh Allen. Like, yeah, he would get a lot of credit and probably win MVP if he has a normal Josh Allen season given this cast. And that might not be fair because it might be in line with every other season he's had, and yet he hasn't won an MVP yet. You're like, well, wait a minute.
Yep.
He's had just as good of a season. I was on a show last night, a betting show. They were asking me props for Josh Allen. I think you and Nate, I'm not positive,
yeah,
you went over the numbers, right?
We did briefly, yeah. Allen number, his number, maybe they, I don't know if they had a different number, but the number I had for him the other day was a lot lower than what he's been at.
37 something, right? Is his total for yardage.
Yes.
27 and a half touchdowns. And they asked me what I thought. And I said, look, of course that seems low to me because just look at his career historically, right? I mean, like he's always above that. That's a lot. It's a lot less yards. It's a lot less touchdowns than what you normally would get. But I said, what you'd have to really have, and you think, you know, part of it is, knock on wood, he stays healthy. He's been like the most healthy and most stability at quarterback for any team in the league.
Hear that, everybody? Right? I mean, We're knocking on it.
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's part of it too, right? So generally, a quarterback misses a game here, a game there, a few games, and that hurts your numbers. And that could be the difference between literally 500-600 yards of passing for anybody. And you think about those numbers. So, as long as Josh Allen stays healthy, I don't really care who the receivers are. To me, he's a 4,000-yard passer.
I agree. I mean, it would be he has not even been close to 3,700. I mean, his last 4 years, which is when he took the giant jump forward, his lowest total in the last four seasons is 4,283. I mean, we are talking about his betting line being not just like 500 yards lower. And maybe what's interesting about the betting lines, and I think the injury point is right to point out as a little bit of the reason why the number would be lower, and maybe everybody's number would seem low because of that, is, okay, well, do they have that number lower because they think they're going to be running the ball more? Is that a reason why? But then if you click a couple of tabs over on these sites to, okay, let me go to the rushing props, and scroll down to James Cook, who I saw yesterday, his number for rushing is 950. That's also a drop. That's 150 yards lower for James Cook than he had 1,100 yards last year. So 950 yards for James Cook. Like, to me, that speaks a little bit to, are the betting lines just thinking their offense just isn't going to be as productive? And I mean, Cook 950 would not be a bad year for him. It's not much of a decrease, I don't think. An injury would play into that line too. But yeah, Allen not getting to 4,000 yards. Like, I feel like it's automatic. I feel like it's almost as close to automatic as it gets. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get to the Brandon Ayuk news from yesterday. I don't even know if it's anything's different, but we'll talk about it as he officially requests a trade out of San Francisco, according to Ian Rappaport and others that were reporting on that yesterday. We're 1 week away from training camp. What are you wondering about? Anything that we didn't go over here, what are you wondering about for the Bills? It could be big, could be little, it could be the rookies who reported yesterday. So they're already, you know, in the building. Sal, I texted you about this yesterday, kind of more of like an orientation for the rookies, right? They're not doing anything.
Yeah, they're here in Buffalo. They're not going to be out in St. John Fisher doing work. You know, don't go out to the St. John Fisher fields looking to see the rookies. There's nothing like that going on. They report earlier just to kind of get acclimated a little bit and go through meetings and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So we'll get to all of that. I've got an idea for a draft that me and Sal can get to throughout a little bit later on in today's show, having to do with the first snap the Bills are going to take on offense this year. So we'll let you know what that is, too. Guest today, 8 o'clock, Matt Parrino. Will preview some training camp stuff with Matt at 8 a.m. And then at 9:30, we have been kind of all in on like kickoffs and what that's going to look like and all the different things that we could see. We're going to talk to Sean Syed from Sumer Sports at 9:30. He watched all 400-plus of the XFL kickoffs from the last couple of years, charted them, and he's got a couple of takeaways that he wrote about at Sumer Sports of what he saw in the XFL for kickoffs. We'll have him on at 9:30, so we can get a little bit more of a preview of what that might look like. All that on the table. Your phone calls first. What are you wondering about for this Bills season going into 2024? Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.